how was the first show last night of this new tour?
It rocked. If that's how this whole show tour is going to go, then, man, I'll take it. It was so much fun. Everybody was out, ready to go. Everybody's just as excited as we were in the audience. So it was a ton of fun. We're so excited to get this rolling.
Paul, when did you join the group Rain?
Started about 5 years ago.
Can't remember how long ago I was that I saw this in Denver. I got to tell you, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen, and I'm a huge Beatles fan, but I'm very picky about what people do with the Beatles. Y'all are amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, and this year is completely new and updated and fresh. We're celebrating the 50th birthday of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, yeah.
And we're playing the album in its entirety within the show.
I'm sure you've played the hits off of it in regular rotation, but to play front to back in order, were there things that you guys had to learn to do that you might not have done before?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That album still holds up with modern technology, with being the most intricate and innovative record in terms of the sounds they use and all the, you know, studio tricks and stuff. So learning how to do that live was really something else. And it took a lot of work and know-how, but now that we've got it down, it's so much fun.
Was there a particular song that was a big challenge?
Let's see. Well, She's Leaving Home. I mean, it's one of the most famous ballads. It's all orchestra, mm-hmm. Paul McCartney's vocal. And so that one was pretty interesting for our keyboard player who plays with us live on stage to sample all the strings and everything and get them just right so they just play them live behind me every night.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it took a lot of work.
George Martin was so responsible for so much of that sound. Have you ever seen, and I'm not sure, it must still be available somehow, but it's called The Making of Sergeant Pepper's, and it came out,
oh, yeah.
I think, around 90, maybe?
They included some of that in the Beatles anthology, too.
Yes, isn't it extraordinary? I mean, really, what a piece for you guys to be able to do, not only as far as just performing it live, but all those samples and stuff, too. That's got to be very, very intricate.
It is, but it's so rewarding because it's like every night I get to step into that record and our audience gets to kind of watch that record come to life.
Amazing. And you know, one of the things that I remember about when I saw you guys, I was sitting maybe 20 rows back, and you guys all sort of have the characteristics of the members of the band. How important is that when either you're being cast in these roles? And I don't like to really call it that because I think you're much more than just a show like that. But tell me a little bit about how you get picked up for a show like this.
Me specifically, my father is the original cast member of the group, so I'm like a full-bred. I've been in training since I'm born, so I guess that was kind of a shoo-in. But the other guys, it really, the music comes first. So being an A-class musician and singer is really the first qualification. And then, I mean, it really is so, we're so lucky that the look and their mannerisms and their personalities all lined up. So we really have a one-of-a-kind band because everybody just kind of fits their slot so perfectly, effortlessly.
You learned to play the bass upside down so that you could emulate Paul's left-handed playing?
That's right, yeah.
That's got to be challenging.
It was at the beginning, and now, you know, I guess it's like a baseball player, like a switch hitter. Now it's second nature for me. You know, it took some time, but now my left hand is finally submitted and given in to the pressure I put on it.
When you play to practice or outside of the band, do you play left-handed or do you play right-handed?
Nowadays, you know, when I do play the bass left-handed, I just play it left-handed.
Yeah.
I've just gotten so used to it, and most of the instruments that I have at home and on the road are lefty, so I've just kind of gotten used to playing that way. When it comes to the guitar and stuff, I still do play right-handed because that's really tough.
Yes,
but,
that would be,
when it comes to the bass, yeah, why not? It's so much, it gives me an edge. It's so cool looking. I mean, it reminds people of Paul McCartney, so
yeah.
It's
right.
Cooler than Paul McCartney.
Growing up, what was it like, you know, with your dad in the band? And like you say, you know, you were sort of born into it. I mean, were you just always aware of what he did, you know, when you were a teenager? And did you always sort of know that this might be your future to fall into line there?
You know, I never knew if it would be my future or not, but I was definitely aware of it. I was always a musician in my own right. You know, I had my own bands and stuff like that. I actually started out as a drummer, so I'm a career drummer to begin with, but the other instruments just kind of happened. But growing up, I was always in the wings and following the guys around, and I would help Dad carry his guitars and help Dad carry his costuming stuff and help him set up and tear down. So I was always in this industry. So to get this opportunity to wear his shoes, per se, is so amazing for me.
What's your favorite song to sing of McCartney's?
I guess it depends on the evening.
You really?
Know? Because the Beatles wrote so many songs for so many different moods and so many different vibes that, you know, one day you'd be sad, one day you'd be happy, one day you feel like rock and roll, you know?
Yep.
And they captured every moment, every little bit of that. So some nights I want to sing a more somber song that really captures kind of a slower mood. And other days I really just want to rock and roll and sing it out.
When I think about stuff like Oh Darling and some of the stuff that where his voice was just so raw. I read a long time ago that doing Oh Darling that he had to like thrash his voice a lot, you know, to get that sound.
Absolutely.
For you being up there performing different eras of the Beatles or, you know, different sounds of songs, how does that affect you vocally? Because you've got to be a great singer to be able to do this.
Well, thank you. I hope I am considered a great singer. I approach it the way an athlete approaches prepping for the Olympics or something like that. You've got to be in tip-top shape, and you've got to ease into everything. You've got to warm up properly, and you've got to cool down properly, and you got to choose your moments to really let it out. You got to reserve yourself at other moments.
Katie obviously has seen the show. I have not. For people who might be coming out for the first time, just kind of give us a little bit of a background of, you know, what they can expect from a production standpoint and what else you guys bring aside from, obviously, the music.
This show is one of a kind now. It's been deemed a jukebox musical, but I like to call it a concert hidden in a Broadway show. Mm. So it's a full concert with theatrical costume changes, a multimedia experience, full LED screens now that have interactive live sets, change song to song, and different videos and reenactments and stuff within the show. So we kind of walk the audience through the iconic career of the Beatles from the first time America was introduced to them on the Ed Sullivan Show through their breakup, and all the goodies in between, all of your favorite Beatle moments.
Were you part of the Broadway show when it actually was on Broadway?
That was my dad. That was the original cast.
He was Paul?
He played Paul, yeah. I literally am walking a mile in his shoes.
Oh, that's so cool. What does your dad think of you doing this now? Has he seen you?
Absolutely. He's the musical director, so he just wears a different hat. He gets to mold us in his favorite image. So he's a perfectionist, and he's the most knowledgeable of the Beatles catalog. It's really so much fun to work side by side with him.
Have you seen the Beatles Love Show in Las Vegas?
I haven't, but I do have the record because I love what the Martins done with it. I love the arrangements and stuff. So,
some
nights I almost forget that I'm not playing one of the arrangements.
I know. It's so funny. I wore that soundtrack out so much that now when I hear the normal version of a song, I'm thinking of the love version is supposed to be playing instead.
You have to see it. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It really is.
Next time you're in Vegas, next time you guys are, if you're playing Vegas on this tour, try and take a night off or something to check it out.
And have you met Paul?
You know it.
Have you or your dad met Paul?
Not yet. Fingers crossed. You know, I hope one day I get to meet him. I'd like to meet him as a fan. Just a fan, just someone who really looks up to him and has learned so much from his music and has experienced so much because of his music. I'd want to just meet him and say thank you.
He and Ringo must be aware of the show. Have they ever made any comments about it? Or
nobody's really made any comments. We know they do know about the show. We hope that they like it.
Yeah.
And we hope that they know that we're paying tribute to them and we're the biggest fans, and all we want to do is just pay our respects and celebrate their legacy.
You know, there's no doubt, because when I saw it, I wasn't sure what to expect. It was at a, you know, beautiful theater in Denver. Some of my family lives there. Bottom line was, it had to be really good to strike me like that. And I remember especially like While My Guitar Gently Weeps, just, you know how that song builds, and being blown away by y'all. It was just,
well, thank you.
I just couldn't get over it. And so every time you come to town, I make sure to get the word out that you're here, because it is one of those shows that if you are certainly a fan, you can't miss it. And if you don't know if you're a fan or not, you will be once you've seen it. So
Yeah, I can't tell how many times people go to the show and they walk away thinking, well, 30 of those songs, I had no idea they were even Beatles songs. But
isn't
I love
that crazy?
Those songs.
Paul, you mentioned like this is a, you know, a one-of-a-kind show. What do you think separates it from, and there are a handful of also like really well-respected Beatles tributes out there too, so what does make Rain separate from that?
It really encapsulates more of that multimedia experience.
Yeah.
So it's more of a production, and it's still a concert, but it has more of a production feel to it. You're sitting and watching a show.
Mm-hmm.
It still has its concert moments. We want you to sing along. We want you to dance. We want you to interact. But for the most part, it's still a show that tells a story, in a sense.
Do you have to act at all?
Oh, I got to kind of act like him.
Yeah. Doing the shaking the head stuff when it's the early days. It really is. It's really, really special.
Yeah. Paul was the MC. So it's my privilege to be able to speak to the audience and greet the audience and be kind of their MC for the night and walk them through this experience.